Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 11. Verse 11 through 13. First Kings chapter 6, verse 11 through 13. Now the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, "Concerning this house which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes and execute my ordinances and keep all my commandments by walking in them, then I will carry out my word with you, which I spoke to David your father. I will dwell among the sons of Israel, and I will not forsake my people Israel." Let me read the NIV version. The word of the Lord came to Solomon, "As for this temple you're building, if you follow my decrees, observe my laws, and keep all my commands and obey them, I will fulfill through you the promise I gave to David your father, and I will live among the Israelites and will not abandon my people Israel." Let's pray together. God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your presence. Thank you, God, that we can come before you and just pray to you and bring our prayer requests before you. I pray that you will come and speak to us and come and meet with us this morning. We thank you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to speak to us this morning a little bit about being faithful in the small things. Being faithful in the small things. So this passage, it comes from when Solomon is beginning his work in building his temple. So we know King David had the vision to build this temple, and he kind of made all the preparations for King Solomon to kind of continue. So King Solomon, after he becomes king, he begins his work in the temple, and chapter 6 kind of lays out all the kind of the design of the temple that King Solomon was following. And the temple, as we know, it was very spectacular and intricate. It was beautiful, it was majestic, and it was a huge project that everybody could see. Later on in this chapter, it tells us that it took Solomon 7 years to complete this building. So it was very magnificent. It was very glorious and amazing. And it was obvious to see that it was an amazing and very spectacular project that King Solomon was doing. But what I find interesting in this verse that we just read is God doesn't seem to really address the temple at all. So he begins and he says, "As for this temple..." Right? He says, "As for this temple that you're building," and I would expect God to say something like, "Keep up the good work. You know, as for this temple that you're building, and I'm proud of you for doing that, or I'm pleased with you for taking on this great project, or do it this way or that way," giving some instructions or, some encouragement, like, "You're doing a good job. As for this temple, I'm very happy with it." But God doesn't seem to do it. He just says, "As for this temple," and then he just doesn't even address the temple. He kind of overlooks it and he says, keep my commands, keep my laws, keep my decrees, obey the decrees and observe the law that I've given to you. So I find what God is saying here is having a heart of obedience, right? God's more interested in Solomon's obedience to God's rest of the laws that he's given him, rather than him completing this spectacular temple and this majestic thing that he has started. So having a heart of obedience and having that character formation inside of his heart in such a way that he becomes the kind of person that obeys God's word, obeys God in the small things, that is more important than doing this one big thing. And I think for us, it's similar. You know, just as Solomon was caught up in building this spectacular temple and making it look glorious and majestic and beautiful, sometimes as Christians, it's easy for us to be focused on a spectacular thing. It's easy for us to kind of want to do something that's going to show something, you know, that's going to show the world, like, hey, we're doing this big thing, we're doing this spectacular thing. Sometimes we see it with people that want to go on like a spectacular mission trip. You know, it's more attractive than doing the little things. You know, I want to be a missionary or go on a mission trip to Africa, you know, go to the poorest of the nations, and I'm going to give myself to this thing, and you know, it's going to be difficult, and I'm going to have to make sacrifices, I'm going to have to raise funds, and it's going to be amazing, and we can be really excited about doing something kind of big and, I don't know, attractive. But in your daily life, like before you're going there, you're not reaching out to anybody here. Your character can be full of jealousy, envy, a lot of negative things, but you're not focusing on any of that because you want to do this big thing and this spectacular thing. It's more attractive to do. Sometimes I look at the protest that's going on and I wonder if some of it is not this obsession, especially with the young people. You know, they see this thing and it's spectacular. It's something, it's kind of attractive for us to be part of this because 80,000 people are out there fighting for something. And I can see it becoming kind of this romantic thing, especially for young people. Like, I want to join this fight. I want to join something that matters, you know, that's something that's bigger than my own studies, my own life. But, you know, they're fighting for Hong Kong, they're fighting for democracy, fighting for equality. But how many of them have really been, you know, fighting injustice before the protests, you know, fighting for equality in Hong Kong and really giving to people and taking care of the needy, taking care of the poor? And so I just want to caution us against that, and myself too, that it's easy for me to focus on doing something spectacular, something that's going to show something, you know, if I complete it. So recently I started a 21-day fast, and a fast is like, it's kind of spectacular because it's difficult and the people wonder, are you okay? You're getting skinnier, and it's like, yeah. But I could be fasting and yet I could be like, you know, lashing out at people or just complaining the whole time and not really obeying God in the small things and the character formation kinds of things that God's calling me to obey Him in, then I think I've missed the point of doing the big thing. If Solomon builds this awesome, amazing temple, and yet his heart turns away from God, his heart turns away from obeying Him, he disobeys the decrees and laws and commands that God's given him, then this temple no longer means anything. It's a, you know, kind of like in marriage, right? Our 1-year anniversary is coming up, November 30th. Already, it's crazy. Time flies by so fast. And so I can do something spectacular for our 1-year anniversary. You know, I can plan something that's going to take me months to plan, and I can really like surprise her with something that's like crazy, majestic, attractive, you know, something big, and I can do all that. But if this spectacle that I'm trying to plan, it's not backed up by my everyday actions toward her, you know, my words, doing the chores, right, whatever it could be, spending quality time with her, being unselfish in my decision making, then this spectacle that I do for the 1-year anniversary, it's not going to mean anything. There's no substance behind it. And sadly, in the end, that's kind of what happens with Solomon. I mean, he spends 7 years of his life building this amazing temple for the Lord. He actually spends 13 years of his life building his own palace. But after spending 7 years to do this thing for the Lord, he begins to turn away from God because of all the women. It says, I think it does kind of talk about his many wives and concubines that he's had and how that turned his heart away from the Lord. And he gave his heart away to all these foreign gods because of all the foreign women that he married. And so in the end, this temple, even though this temple was spectacular and it was supposed to be the place where the glory of God dwells, and it was, it didn't mean very, very much. It didn't really do the thing that it was supposed to do, really hone the presence of God, because his heart had been given away into other things. And I think with God, we have to do both. You know, just as with my wife, I have to do both. It's not like I can just do the small things and never do anything spectacular. It's good to do something spectacular and big and kind of fancy. And I think, you know, I look at the woman that breaks the alabaster jar and pours the perfume on Jesus, and that's quite an extravagant, spectacular thing to do. And I think it's good. God is pleased with that when we give him that kind of worship and when we give him that kind of something that is kind of more big and more extravagant. But if that's not followed by our daily, you know, small obediences to his word, to his commands, maybe things that pertain to our character, you know, in the way we speak, the attitudes of our heart, all those things. I think if those things are not there, these big spectacular things kind of lose its meaning and lose its power. So I just want us to go before the Lord. Mon's going to lead us in a song. And just, you know, go before the Holy Spirit and let's ask him, what are the little things that God is asking us to obey him in? And, you know, what are the big things that we're attracted to? But at the same time, what are the little things that God's kind of challenging us about and speaking to our hearts about? So Holy Spirit, I thank you for this short little passage on King Solomon building this temple. But God, you're not interested in the temple. You're not necessarily interested in the big, spectacular things that we do. But God, you call us to obey you. In the small things, we call us to obey your commands, your decrees, and your laws, God. And that if those things are in place, then your blessing and your covering and your favor will be with us. So Holy Spirit, I just ask you to come and speak to my heart and to everyone's heart here. If we have been focusing just on a spectacular thing, we come in repentance, God, and help us to just hear from you, God. The little things, the whispers that you're speaking to us about, God, and help us to be obedient to these little things, these gentle, quiet whispers, Holy Spirit, that you're speaking to us about, God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I'm just reminded as we worship that sometimes, like, God's called us to obey Him in little things, and nobody else will see our obedience. But our Father in heaven, He sees us. And it's really whether we are a blessing in His eyes that's most important. We're not obeying God so that we can be recognized by anybody. The spectacular things are easy to do because everybody else will see it and they will praise us and they will be impressed with us. But the small things that God's called us to obey Him in, nobody else sees but Him. But if our desire is to be a blessing in His eyes, then these small things means a lot to us, that we obey God. And we can be so satisfied and so satisfied and pleased by the fact that our Father in heaven sees what we do in secret. So God, I thank You. Help us, God. Help me, Lord, to just be a blessing in Your eyes, God. No matter, you know, it's not so important, God, what other people will say, what other people will see. But God, we know our Father in heaven, that You see what we do in secret, God. And I pray that we'll just be obedient to what You've called us to do. You know, that we won't worry about whether it, you know, it will be apparent to anybody else, God. So Lord, I thank You. Holy Spirit, just move us, God, and encourage us, Lord. Thank You. Let's pray for our community. Let's pray for our friends going through cancer or chemo, recovering from surgery. Let's pray for full healing for everybody and for strength and for encouragement in this time. So let's pray together. Let's go to the second slide. Let's pray for our friends, our family members that are in need of healing physically, but also spiritually. They need salvation. So let's pray that they'll be healed and they'll be able to meet Jesus in this time. Let's pray. Let's go to the next slide. Let's pray for various infirmities that our church members are suffering. Let's pray for healing to come upon them. Let's go to the next slide. Let's pray for our friends that are looking for employment. Let's pray that God will lead them to the best job possible and that He will encourage them in this time of waiting. Let's go to our mission focus. Before we pray for Indonesia and Singapore, let's just pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for what the situation with Occupy Central. And I think yesterday in Mong Kok, there was this anti-protest thugs and some incident. I know there's been some bloodshed. So let's just continue to lift up Hong Kong. Let's pray for this situation. Let's pray for God's peace. And let's pray for God's righteous rule to come to Hong Kong. Let's just cover our city. So let's go before the Lord and pray for our city before we go into our mission focus. Let's go to our mission focus. Let's pray for Indonesia and Singapore. Pray for Febe Ministry and Kupang, which is a city that we visit when we go to Indonesia. And let's pray for SP Singapore, that they'll have a thriving church there. So let's cover these two areas. Let's pray for the education ministries, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, and SPU. Let's cover each of these groups that, and pray for the leaders of these groups that we will be able to really minister to our students well, and that these young people will be able to experience God at a young age, and they will really grow up to be men and women of God. So let's pray for the education ministries. Let's pray for SP 2.0, the new building that we are praying for, that God has promised us and prophesied to us about, and a potential donor. And let's pray that we'll just be faithful in being the kind of church that God wants us to be, and that He will open doors to the right people, to the right places. So let's pray for SP 2.0. Let's pray for the weekend activities. Pray for all the things going on. You can see the list there. Let's pray that the anointing of God will be upon each and every event. And if you can cover Febe Ministries' 8th year anniversary service this Sunday. So let's celebrate with them and pray that they will just have an amazing time of celebrating God's faithfulness over them. So let's pray for the weekend activities. Let's pray for the house churches meeting today. Let's pray that they'll have a really amazing time. Pray for the leaders. Let's pray. Let's pray for Alpha Ministry on Monday. Praise God for what all the fruit that's already been born out of this ministry, and let's pray that they'll continue to just have an amazing time here on Mondays. And let's pray for God's protection over this time and over all the leaders. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much that we can come before you and lift up all these things to you. And thank you that there is so much power as we pray together. And we want to give you this day. Help us to obey you in the small things, God. May our actions, our meditations of our hearts, God, our attitudes, may it be pleasing to you. And help us to be a blessing in your eyes, God, today. So everything that we do, please go with us, everybody here. And yeah, help us to just have a really good day with you, Lord. Thank you, God. We love you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.